Habitat for Humanity of McLean County will dedicate its second Heroes of Habitat home to Bloomington hero Sergeant Anthony Maddox. The Army sergeant and Bloomington native was killed in Afghanistan in 2013. WGLT's Mary Cullen sat down with Anthony's parents, Francis and Jerome Maddox, to talk about their son's lasting legacy.
Anthony was a very quiet individual. He didn't say a lot. But everything that he did resonated with anybody that he came around.
A stretch of I-55 was dedicated in his honor, and that's between miles 167 and 171, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And then now this year, Habitat for Humanity of McLean County announced that it will dedicate its second ever Hero of Habitat home in Anthony's honor. And so that'll be the 2020 house.
Yes.
What are your thoughts as Anthony's parents on this dedication?
Before we go on, it actually was this year that the dedication of the highway happened. It was back in May of this year.
Was the formal dedication.
The formal dedication.
Ceremony,
right.
It was last year, though, November, actually the week of Veterans Day, November 14th, which is the day before Anthony's birthday, when the House approved the bill. And it really, truly brought a lot of joy that we know that on I-55 that many people would be seeing his name and saying his name as they traveled between Bloomington and Chicago. You know, some people may be reserved about actually stating that to us, but that brings us joy, you know, because that's exactly what we want in order to keep his name alive and keep that legacy and so that he's remembered. So we're just really, really happy that it has happened and certainly proud of, you know, this announcement that has taken place for the Heroes of Habitat for 2020. So
very humbled behind this. And,
yes.
You know, and, you know, we thank Habitat and we also thank the community for their outreach with that. It's just been very humbling and we're honored to be part of the community as well.
Yeah.
What do you think Anthony would say about not only the, you know, the I-55 dedication, but now this Habitat for Humanity home dedication? What would he think about it?
Honestly, he'd probably be wondering, why are we taking the time? But to know that we're giving back and being able to help another family to give them the American dream of home ownership, you know, and to help them to reach their goals, because he became very goal-oriented, and he was definitely a giver as far as helping others. He was coaching other people and as well as helping others in their role, not just doing his job duties, but helping others. And so that mindset change had right. taken place as he grew up. And so I believe that knowing that we're helping someone on the very end of this whole process to be able to have a home and to have some those dreams that everybody wants to pursue for their families and make that a reality, but also to bring the community to be able to also help a family, I think he would be very happy and proud of that.
Right.
But just to know that you're putting it in my name, he'd probably be shaking his head right now. It's like,
right.
No need
for all that.
There's
is what
no
he
need,
would say. But
yeah,
he'd be proud to definitely have someone moving into a Habitat house. He would definitely be proud of that. And yeah, but he would think it's too much for him. So, but
he was definitely a quiet person in the limelight until he got with his friends, of course.
Right.
So.
He would be like the life of the party is what we understand is, you know, the laughter, the smile. He would be one of those that was very approachable, but would keep everybody happy. Yeah. But he would say it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
For him.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Francis and Jerome Maddox, the parents of Sergeant Anthony Maddox, the fallen soldier who will be remembered through next year's Hero of Habitat home in McLean County. So Francis and Jerome, really, what does it mean to you to see these acts and to see your son's legacy living on in this community that you've called home for so long?
Well, it does humble the whole family. We are very honored to have this bestowed upon us and bestowed upon Anthony, his name, and for him to live, his name to live on. And we just thankful with this community. I mean, it's a great community to raise a family, to be part of, and to basically give back and to keep things going. And you know, we think that Anthony would be proud of this community as well. I would think that, you know, once he would come or leave the career of the Army, he would probably want to make this his home as well, with his friends and those that he knows here, and to give back as well.
With this home, it's in the distance at this point, but what are your hopes for the home and what it brings to the community?
Well, I would love to see the community to wrap their arms around this whole idea, and I know that they have for Sergeant Joshua Rogers, and certainly he's a hero, and to continue to honor his name, but to really help a family. I mean, that's
what it's
really
about.
Important, right? You know, as a community, that we're giving back and we're providing a hand to help them, like I said before, have that American dream. And so we hope not only financially, but I mean physically, we need the resources for people to come out to the home to help with the build and to provide the support and to rally around Habitat for the things that they need to do. And then certainly not only the family, but I mean, it's going to enrich the community as a whole, right? But, you know, certainly thinking about, you know, Anthony as a hero, you know, he died on July 22nd, 2013. So it's been about 6 years now since we lost our son. So we're very grateful for that, and certainly between Habitat and then Vonda and Kevin Rogers and their leadership to make this happen, they certainly should be recognized for all the wonderful work that they've put in and to, you know, further support this community and to build a home for the family that they're working with now. So I do know that at this point, I don't believe they've identified the family. So we're excited to hear who that family might be and start building a, you know, a solid relationship with them and partnering with them and getting to know them personally. And just, you know, going through that whole journey, I think for 2020 is truly going to be a wonderful experience for us. And hopefully for them, too, as we get to work with
absolutely.
Them and get to love on them and help them receive the dream that they probably have wanted for a long time.
Right. And we hope that it'll be a family environment so that
yes.
we can wrap our arms around them.
Yes. And so we're just excited, and we hope that the community will show just as much love that they have given to Vonda and Kevin and recognizing their son, that they will just continue to do the same. And we can keep this as a tradition and something that the community, both Bloomington and Normal, will continue to focus on as we continue to strengthen our community and to help others.
Absolutely.
Mary Cullen speaking with Francis and Jerome Maddox, the parents of Anthony Maddox. The first Heroes Home was dedicated in honor of fallen Army Ranger Sergeant Joshua Rogers and is nearing completion. The Sergeant Anthony Maddox home will be the second Heroes of Habitat home. Habitat for Humanity of McLean County is still seeking donations and volunteers with both homes. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.